If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Will it be hot? Oh, man. What? It's time for Weather on the Ooze here at 720 WGN, and that can only mean one thing, and that means Bill Snyder. What a day, Bill.
What a day.
What a day.
Happy Friday Eve, John, and to all of our listeners out there.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
We've certainly had some crazy weather, haven't we?
You know, today caught me by surprise, quite frankly. I mean, yeah. It has been crazy off and on.
Sure.
For some reason, I thought today was going to be clear.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
yeah,
it was torrential downpour.
Yeah. Luckily, it didn't last long, but boy, it did come down. It definitely did. Yeah.
And now this is going on across the country, this crazy weather. Is that happening? Tornadoes?
Oh, yes, John. You know, really, really tragic what happened down in the southeast last night, John. It was a devastating night of weather down there. The National Weather Service right now is currently investigating reports of at least three tornadoes that touched down in the state of Mississippi. And, you know, at least 500 homes were damaged. Many of them were turned into rubble. Trees were uprooted. Power lines were brought down, knocking thousands offline. Some mobile homes were even flattened by the storm about an hour south of the state capital, Jackson. And at least 17 people were injured. But here's the good news. No one was killed. And, you know, that is always our goal when we're talking about, you know, severe weather preparedness and you know, alerting our listeners and viewers and so forth. The goal is to always prevent loss of life. You know, one loss of life is one too many in my book. So, we always try to do our best to make sure that that's the case. But, what's interesting, John, there was actually a really good story that came out of that tragic situation down in the South last night. So there was a storm chaser, this morning that was walking around the devastated trailer park and he heard this unmistakable meow of a kitten. The tiny, wet, and scared kitten was dried off and taken to safety. So it did not appear to be injured. So how about that? You know, I mean, sometimes you see that. Yeah.
Nine lives,
right? Exactly. Right. And so that was really, really good news. And then, you know, next door to Mississippi and Alabama, nearly 5 inches of rain fell in Montgomery over the last 24 hours that the rain was so intense that the state house flooded and was evacuated. So it's just interesting. That's an area too that's been in drought. And I mean, in, you know, severe drought at that. So, it's amazing, John, isn't it? We've seen it up here how we can go from one weather extreme to the other and just overnight almost. And that's kind of what, the, you know, what we saw down in the southeast last night. So it's just crazy what, you know, comparatively speaking, we're doing pretty well up here right now.
But not apparently there in Denver for the past 36 hours.
Oh my goodness, John. You know, it's interesting. You know, they have been marveling all winter long just at the, you know, abnormal number of 60 degree days that they've had during the winter months in Denver and just the lack of snow, not just in Denver, but in the higher elevations. And here we are. Today is May the 7th and yesterday, May the 6th, Denver had one of their biggest snowstorms of the season and their biggest May snowstorm in 23 years. 5.5 inches of snow fell at Denver International Airport. But listen to some of these totals, John, in the higher elevations. You know, a couple of these are, you know, are higher up at high mountain peaks. You know, one of them was at 14,000 foot level, but it's still for May is pretty extraordinary. Long's Peak, 33.8 inches. Pingree Park, 31.2. Estes Park, 31 inches. Pinewood Springs, just under 2 feet of snow. So, you know, and that's actually good news because they need the moisture. They've had, you know, they've been in drought much of the winter with the lack of snowfall and the, you know, the warm temperatures. So the fact that they're getting it now is still beneficial and it's good for the reservoirs down there. But what isn't good is what happened yesterday is because snow this late in the season is always high water content snow. We refer to that here in Chicago, John, when we get a, you know, late season snow in March or April is heart attack snow just because of the weight of the snow.
Oh, yeah. That's
Well, that snow in Colorado was responsible for knocking out power for about 55,000 customers. So not good news there. But listen to this. You think our weather's crazy in Chicago? So after that 5.5 inches of snow and a high in the 30s yesterday in Denver, what did they do today? They turned around and warmed all the way up to 70 degrees.
That is insane.
Yeah, from 37 and 5.5 inches of snow one day to 70 degrees the next day.
I mean, obviously, it doesn't take a genius to realize that temperature would melt all the And where does that go?
Well, that just goes into goes into the ground and it goes into the reservoirs and so forth. So,
it's not like a flooding situation.
No, there's no flooding, which is good. And as I said, all that water is beneficial because this is a part of the country that, that relies, they rely on that water from the Colorado River, not just in Colorado, but in Utah and Arizona and Nevada. So anytime you can fill water into these reservoirs down there is a good thing. And so that was definitely beneficial for those areas. So it's interesting how a significant weather event can actually prove to be a good thing.
So how about freezing temperatures?
Yeah.
It's crazy to mention that.
Right, it is.
But I think early this morning we might have dip below that.
Oh, we did. And John, how about the fact that you and I have talked about this on your show multiple times? Hey, don't plant yet. Don't plant. and you had mentioned to me, you saw your neighbor had all these beautiful flowers and shrubbery out there. And I said, not so fast. I don't know if that's a little too soon for that. And, sure enough, we didn't break a record here this morning, but listen to some of these temperatures, that we woke up to, John. 26 degrees in McChesney Park. That's out towards Rockford. Rockford International Airport, 27. That broke the record for the date. The previous record was 28 set in 1976. So record low out there. We had below freezing temperatures in Carroll Stream, 28 degrees, Deerfield, 29, Sycamore, 30. Officially at O'Hare, we dropped down to 37. And you can still have frost at that level. It's not a killing frost. You worry about that when you're talking about temperatures that dip below freezing. And so this is, by no means a record, but it's pretty late to get these type of temperatures. The average last freeze in the Chicago area, and, of course, these locations that I just mentioned had freezing temperatures. The average last freeze is generally between April 10th and the 30th. And the April 10th being close to the city because of, you have the warmth of Lake Michigan and the urban heat island effect that keeps your temperatures warmer at night than it does out in the suburbs. But, the latest freeze officially in Chicago, and of course, this is when O'Hare Field was official and it still is at this time, was May 25th, 1992. So we still have a ways where that can happen. So that's why I always caution anyone that's, was gung-ho on planting when we had the warm weather in April to kind of back off a bit because, we can still get a frost, and we certainly did this morning. And I always say, wait till Mother's Day, and guess what? We're heading towards Mother's Day this weekend, so that's good news.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I got a text with a photo accompaniment of someone's backyard with flowers along a fence.
Uh-huh.
And there is one picture where, oh, that looks beautiful.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next one and there's snow and frost all over it.
Sure.
And, they're just reinforcing what we're saying here.
They are.
Chicago weather is.
Yep.
I don't know. Unpredictable.
It is. And this happens every year because, we get this tease. I mean, especially, it can happen in March, but we certainly had it on numerous occasions in April where you get these warm temperatures to kind of tease us and give us this false sense of security that, hey, you know what? Get out to the flower shop and buy flowers and vegetables and so forth. But you know what? For most of us that have been around here a long time, John, we know that, it's not over yet. We still can get chilly temperatures. And that's why I always try to drive the point home and say, hey, wait till after Mother's Day. You'll have plenty of time to plant. You'll have plenty of time to enjoy those beautiful flowers as they bloom throughout the rest of the spring and summer. but let's do it where you don't have to replace them again, you know, or you have to protect them and get, you know, buy some protective measures, a tarp or some sort of a plastic covering, or even have to bring them inside, you know, to be insulated, you know, versus being outside and into the elements.
Now, speaking of Mother's Day,
yes,
you brought that up. What are we in store for?
Well, John, you know, we are heading towards a warming trend. So we had a high temperature today, officially of 60 at O'Hare, 61 at Midway, which is a slight improvement over yesterday, but we're still, not quite where we should be. So far, the opening week of May is actually running about 5 degrees below normal. So that reverses the trend, that we saw both in March and in April. But the good news is we're warming up. We'll see temperatures on Friday. There's only a slight chance tomorrow of a pop-up shower, and that's mainly along south of Interstate 80 and more towards central Illinois. So I think most of us here won't even see any rain at all. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and we'll get well into the 60s, actually not too far from 70, which is right where we should be this time of year. The normal high for tomorrow's date is 68 degrees, and I think we'll be right there on that number. So that's good news. And then we warm up on Saturday even more, John. We'll have, you know, generous sunshine to start, but we'll have some clouds move in throughout the afternoon and evening. But we'll see temperatures warm into the low to mid 70s. So how about that? That's not bad. Yeah, that's an improvement.
No, that's not bad at all.
There is a weak front that goes through on Sunday. So for all the moms out there, it's not going to be a bad day. It just won't be quite as nice as it'll be on Saturday. When you look at the weekend as a whole, Saturday is definitely the better day for outdoor activities and, you know, to be outside for that matter. But Sunday, we drop back a little bit as the front goes through. So we'll see temperatures instead of the 70s. Will be more like low 60s inland on Sunday and mid to upper 50s along the lakefront. So that's about a 15 degree drop, you know, if you're in the city, you know, in comparison from what we'll see on Saturday to Sunday. But then after we get through a couple of relatively cooler than normal days, but not that far from normal, John, we're talking as we head into next week, we'll be in the low to mid 60s for the first part of the week. And our next chance of organized rain across the metro area, it looks like on Tuesday, where we have about 60 to 70% aerial coverage on rainfall there, but nothing really significant between now and then. So that's good news. If you want, if you've got some yard work to do, it looks pretty good. There's no soaking rain or severe weather anytime soon. So that's a good thing. But the good news is if everybody wants to, we've been waiting for some consistently warm weather. I think I'm starting to see it on the models, John, and we get towards when we convene at this time next week, we should have high temperatures well into the 70s. And as you look towards next weekend, I'm seeing some 80 degree temperatures. So there's no question that we are, you know, so-called flipping the May script, which has been cool so far. As I said, we're running about 5 degrees below normal, but we are trending towards a much warmer weather pattern the back half of the month. So, things are looking good there for, I think everybody that held off and listened to my advice about holding off the plant, you're good to go this weekend. You know, as I said, Mother's Day. So if you feel like heading out to those garden shops this weekend, Saturday or Sunday,
now is the time.
And this is, I think that we've seen the last of our frost. There's an outside chance some of the outlying areas early tomorrow morning. Now, it won't be as cold as this morning. We had lows this morning, again, you know, that dropped into the 20s in some areas. So those areas that were in the 20s might be in the mid-30s tomorrow morning. So that's still close to frost level. But after that, John, I think we are over the meteorological hump in terms of frost and freezing temperatures probably until next fall.
Wow, that is great news.
Yes.
Once again, great talking to you, Bill Snyder, WGN-TV.
Always a pleasure.
Have a great time until we reconvene again a week from today. Thanks.
You bet, John. Have a great weekend, and certainly happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Indeed.